Governments around the world are spending as never before, printing money at an unprecedented rate. This money creation is seeing a flight out of money and bonds and into equities, with markets back at pre-COVID levels. But economic activity is lagging. What kind of ending will this story have? Well, to discuss this issue further, I'm joined on the line by Sandy McGregor. He's an economist and portfolio manager at Allan Gray. Thank you so much for joining us, Sandy. Good stuff. So what do you make of the response of global markets and central banks to the COVID crisis?
Well, all sense of previous inhibitions they have been lost. They've gone into totally uncontrolled spending and money printing. This, I'm sure in Baglia, such exercise of funding governments with printing money always has in the past. But the Americans are taking the lead.
Yes.
The Fed, you know, has created $3 trillion of money in the recent months. And as you say, this has all gone into hard assets, because you already see the dollar weakening. Then people are moving out of the dollar into other assets, because they've created, if anything, a huge amount of surplus dollars in America.
Hmm.
And these are finding a safe haven elsewhere, in shares, in gold, maybe.
Yes. Gold, definitely. So how does this compare to the response by South Africa and other emerging markets? Or I suppose it's probably quite unfair to make the comparison, given that different regions do have different economic weight.
Yeah, I think what's a feature of emerging markets is they don't have the freedom to be irresponsible that, the Americans do, or the Europeans or Japanese, because they have a big savings base and larger, diverse economies, whereas we just don't have the savings pool, and we don't have the... If we do something silly, the market's going to punish us quite rapidly. We don't have the freedom to be foolish, which the Americans have.
Yeah. You say the market's going to punish us, and that really is the developed markets, because they're the ones who, you know, buy emerging market assets when they fancy it and drop them when they don't.
Yes. But the good news, of course, is that if people try to get out of the dollar, the emerging markets collectively look actually quite an interesting place to go to. You find companies which actually pay dividends and have earnings growth. And you come to South Africa, you know, our interest rates are much higher than among the highest in the world of sort of serious places. So the advantage is that as long as we remain sort of responsible in the conduct of affairs, actually, because people want to get away from the madness of QE and modern monetary theory, we actually have quite a lot to sell, in a way.
But you say that, we are sensible and all of that, but we've been hit hard by the COVID crisis. You know, economies have gone into free fall. Jobs have been lost. The kind of support that we can get from our governments is not at the same level as in more developed markets. And so you begin to ask the question, where are we going to get the recovery from? Where do we start? Because like you say, we have to be sensible. We mustn't borrow too much and all of that. And if you're an emerging market and you're seen to be borrowing too much, whilst in other nations they borrow to the tune of 150%, of GDP or debt to GDP, it's okay. But once we get to 80% to GDP, then it's a problem.
Yeah, I think that's totally right. We, as I said, we don't have the freedom to be foolish. I think, a lot of the problems, you must remember, they don't have solutions, they just have outcomes. And the difficulty we face is, you could see ways we can fund our present deficit this year by tapping on our savings pool. But when we get into next year, what do we do then? Because we still will have a huge deficit to fund.
Yeah.
I think the only way we can actually fund this, because our savings pool, it's large, but not enough to... We don't want to distort the whole thing and spend all our savings, hard-earned savings, in 1 or 2 years and then blow the whole place up. The only way we can do it is to have sort of a sensible policy initiative which actually create confidence with among foreign investors that they continue to invest here.
Yes.
If you create that confidence, I think you can get the money come. But you mustn't have foolish policies. Mm. You all know the usual foolish policies which people talk about.
Mm. And then lastly, then, given the landscape that we've discussed, as a portfolio manager yourself, where would you invest from a South African Inc. point of view, and even overseas? What stocks look attractive to you?
Yeah, I think generally the emerging market stocks look interesting. Now, of course, South Africa, we are an emerging market, so we have, you know, a lot of our shares are totally bond up.
Mm.
So they start looking interesting. But I think that's the one area. The other area which I've come to, you know, I've followed the gold market for 50 years, so it's one area I've come back to now. I think that this story of printing money is going to run and run. It's a drug which politicians are not going to kick very, you know, habit they're not going to kick very easily. So, but hard assets, you want to earn shares, you want to earn maybe property. Property, I think, will come back. The problem with property is not so much the properties, it's the fact that so many of them have financial structures and leverage which make them not suitable to invest in.
Mm.
So, we're going to go back to where people want assets to protect their wealth.
Yes.
At the moment, almost a monkey with a pin can buy, make money in the market because the money is just leaving, you know, flowing into all these assets, and that momentum. As the more and more that people print the money, the more it's going to flow into shares, into gold, into property.
Mm, mm. Sandy, I could ask you more questions, but we don't have any more time. But thank you very much for your input there. That was Sandy McGregor. He's an economist and portfolio manager at Allan Gray.